Take a look at the Mishnah, Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah has the following case. Gag gadol samach lekatan. If you have a large roof that is adjacent to a small roof, hagadol mutar hakatan aser. So we're talking about a case where the residents of the residents under the gag gadol made an eruv chatzeiros that only covers that residence, not the residents under the gag katan. So if you have a gag gadol that had their own private eruv chatzeiros adjacent to a gag katan, the people in the gadol are allowed to carry chafatzim onto their roof. The people on the katan, the gag katan, are not allowed to carry chafatzim onto their roof. Take a look at Rashi. Hagadol muter lahaknis lo klei abayis shalamata ve'ein b'nei katan osun alav. And the even though there is a pathway from the gag gadol to the gag katan, the residents of the gag katan don't aser, their lack of participation in a joint eruv doesn't prevent the b'nei hagadol from carrying. The lagabe gadol hach pirtza pesachu deshari b'gifufi. Because as far as relative to the gag gadol, the opening between the gadol and the katan is considered a pesach, not a pirtza. The shari b'gifufi, where it's mutter because of the extensions. Meaning, in this picture, this is the gag gadol. And this is the gag katan. So even though the katan opens into the gadol, because there are, from the perspective of the gadol, this isn't a pirtza, because the pirtza is less than eser, and you have gifufi standing in the gadol, you have these sections of the mechitza that exist. So it's not part of the milua, it's not totally open into the gad katan, so therefore the gadol people can use their own eruv chatzeiros and not be impacted by the gag katan. Continuing Rashi, could go to Ein Apirtza Yesem Eser. Aval katan asher lo lahosi klei abayis, but the residents of the gag katan can carry on to their gag. De b'nei gadol asri aleha, de nifras lo b'miluo. But from the perspective of the katan is nifras b'miluo into the gadol, which is makama asher lo. So therefore, the residents of the katan are not allowed to carry. And then the Mishnah has a parallel case, Chatzer Gedola, Shenifrasa L'Ktana. That's why it originally written Gedola and Ktana, not Gedola and Katan in the picture. So the same thing, if you have a Chatzer Gedola in the same picture that opens into a Chatzer Ktana, Gedola Mutaras U'Ktana Asura, Mimnei Shehi Kepischa Shel Gedola. But without going into the Lashon and Mishnah Kepischa Shel Gedola, the bottom line, as far as the Chatzer Gedola is concerned, that's considered, as far as the Chatzer Ketan is concerned, that is, again, Nifritza L'makam Ha'asrila. Okay? So, parallel cases of Gag and Chatzer. So, Gemara initially discusses why you need both cases. And then the Gemara has a series of other halachas and other areas where you have a similar kind of a arrangement of a gadol and a katan, a gadol and katana. And then the Gemara on Amud Beis asks the following. The Gemara just presented a seer in Hilchas Kilayim where the addition of a mechitza, without getting into the details, but where the addition of a mechitza can create an iser. By having a mechitza, that prevents you from planting kelayim in the entire chaser. Then the Gemara says, "Amalu Abaye," about 9 lines from the bottom, "Emkein matzina mechitza l'iser." So you just created a tzir. Usually speaking, normally speaking, a mechitza creates a heter. Mechitza blocks something off and creates a heter. But where do you ever have a mechitza that creates an iser? By adding a mechitza, you're creating a new iser. The mechitza in this case serves to join the two parts of the chaser into one to expand the Isra Kalai. So where do you ever have such a model? Is that true? Do we not have precedent for Mechitzal Isra? What about our Mishnah? Vatanan, six lines from the bottom and Amud Beis. Chaser Gedola, Shenifrisa Lekatana, Gedola Muteres, Ukatana Asura, Vimneshi Hikapiskla Shel Gedola. So in that case, the residents of the Gedola are allowed to carry. The residents of the Katana are not allowed to carry. The Ilu Hishva Eski Fufeha, but if you make the Mechitzos even, look at the picture in Rashi. If you make the Mechitzos even, Gedola Nami Asura. If over here, you add a Mechitza over here, and you add a Mechitza over here, so now the Gadol and the Katatan are flush with each other, and both of them are Nifras into Makam Ha'asar. So neither one is allowed to carry anymore. So without these Mechitzos, the Gadol is allowed to carry in the Gadol. Once you put up these Mechitzos, now the Gadol can't carry either. So don't you see over there that Matsinu Mechitza L'Isser? Says Abaye back, Amar Lei, Hasam Siluk Mechitzas Hu. No, that's different. There you have Siluk Mechitzas, says Rashi. Mechitzos Ha'achronos Silkuvus Harishonos. The new Mechitzos, the blue ones here, they're Mesalik, the existing Mechitzos, these Mechitzos. Before you had the blue ones, so I have an area of the Gadol that's larger than the Katam, and I have these Mechitzos that serve to distinguish it from the Katam, right? Once I put in these new Mechitzos, so I Mesalik the existing Mechitzos, I don't view these Mechitzos as relevant to the middle area anymore, and the blue Mechitzos is a Mechitza of record. So you can't prove from there Matsinu Mechitza Le'Isser, because here I'm not by putting up these new Mechitzos, I'm just removing the existing Mechitzos. Aval Gabi Zriyas or Odev HaGufufin Al Ketana Mishim Yisra Mechitza. But in the Kelayim case, there, by making a new Mechitza, it's not nullifying the existing Mechitzos, but it itself is creating an Isser. So this is the Gemara's usage of the term Siluk Mechitzas. Siluk Mechitzas tells you that that's not a case of Mechitza Le'Isser. Okay. Now, this din of Siluk Mechitzos, at face value, does not appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. And the Chazon Ish makes it famous. The Chazon Ish points out in Simen Samach Zayin Oskaf Dalet, that what emerges from this Gemara of Siluk Mechitzos is the following case. Let's say you have a chaser like this, okay? You have a chaser with walls over here, a chaser with walls over here, and then you have a gap in both of the east-west walls, right? So you have a solid wall the north-south walls. You have a solid wall in the east, a solid wall in the west, and you have gaps in the north, in the walls on the north and walls on the south. Okay. So if these walls are Omin Ru, but let's say you don't have a Pirtza Yesem Yeser, or if Pirtza Yesem Yeser is only Dindar Abana, then even if you do. So Min HaTorah, in this case, you have Rishis HaYachid. Right? If this is Omin Ruba, and there's no Pirtza Yesem Yeser, or if you all Pirtza Yesem Yeser is only Dindar Abana, so this is Rishis HaYachid Min HaTorah. Okay? Now what happens if you build a new mechitza here and a new mechitza here? It says the Chazanish, based on Sigli Mechitzas, this Mechitza is now Mesalek the Mechitza on this side. This Mechitza is Mesalek the Mechitza on this side. So, if you're standing in the middle, you're not Mukha Mechitzas anymore, and that Omin Meruba doesn't help you anymore. The Sigli Mechitzas tells you that the mechitza that's most directly makif is the mechitza of record, and the mechitza that's further out has been superseded by the new mechitza. And that's what that is what is called siluk mechitzas. So the Chazon says, if you were to have a gap of more than 3 tvachim, where you don't make the new mechitza, so then that's not really Masalik the Mechitza, because you have a significant gap in this Mechitza, so then the outer Mechitza could still be relevant. But as long as you make a new Mechitza, and your gap is less than 3 Tvachim, that is called Siluk Mechitzas. And the Chazon Ish writes that this din of Siluk Mechitzas even applies if your new Mechitza is a Tzuras HaPesach. You don't have to have a solid Mechitza. Even a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a Halachic Mechitza, can create Siluk Mechitzas. The Teferes Yaakov points out in Perek Yotes, Teferes Yaakov, it seems to be the only contemporary work, at least that I've come across, that has a significant treatment of the concept of Siluk Mechitzas. The Rav Schechter is a very big proponent of Siluk Mechitzas, but if you look in the literature, there's even the English Erevin book, the New English Erevin book, makes a little bit of a reference to it in the back in the Hebrew section, but not an extensive one. And a lot of the other Sfarim don't mention Siluk Mechitzas. And it's kind of curious how, until, see, the Avnei Ezer talks about it, but until the Avnei Ezer, the Chazon Ish, no one seemed to invoke this Gemara in a halachic context. That's a little bit curious.
Did the Avnei Ezer refer to it as Siluk Mechitzas? We're talking about the Nesivus, that same concept?
So Rav Schechter thinks that it's the same concept as the Nesivus. We call the Avnei Ezer a different understanding than the Nesivus.
But did he invoke the concept of Siluk Mechitzas over there in Tshuva?
The Avnei Ezer does, and the Chazon Ish does extensively. It's a Gemara.
Right.
But the application does seem logical in light of that Gemara. But it's curious that from the Gemara till the Chazon Ish, there's very little mention of the literature of Siluk Mechitzas. There's an unpublished letter by the Baal Mechaber, the Erevin blog, erevonline.blogspot, the lineman, which is a letter to Rav Schechter about Rav Schechter's position in the Nesivus, the extension of the Nesivus, of not having a Tzuras HaPesach over Rosh HaYachid. So he has this letter, which I must have gotten from Menachem Butler, I don't recall, Vidin Siluk Mechitzas, where he argues that most of the Achronim don't hold a Siluk Mechitzas L'maisa, although I'm not fully sure what all the rayas are. And then he tries to minimize the extent of Siluk Mechitzas even according to those Achronim who do have it. But be that as it may, at least let's work within the Chazon Ish for now. So point number one of the Chazon Ish is that this is a case of Siluk Mechitzas, which removes the effect of the inner Mechitzas. Point number two of the Chazon Ish is that if the gap is going to be more than 3 Tvachim, you're okay. And point number three so far is that this works not only with the Mechitza Mamish, but a Tzuvisa Pesach Mechitza as well. Tiferes Yaakov, Perek Yotes, Ha'arad Dalid, points out that he thinks there's a Mashmos this way in the Meiri. Meiri in Sukkah Yotes, and Aleph, Dibra Maskel, Pesel Hayotze. The Gemara there in Sukkah is talking about the classic case of Pesel Hayotze, is where you have a Sukkah, and then the Schach, or there's part of the Schach that extends outside of the Sukkah, which could create a halachically acceptable sukkah on the outside of the sukkah, if it has the right dimensions of Defanos and Schach. So there the Meiri writes that there are four different applications of Pesel Hayotze, and in the second application there's some reference to not needing a Tzuris HaPesach and a certain seer, but I was not sure exactly what the two he's talking about is. So you can take a look at it and see if you can figure out what the purported raya for the Meiri is to this notion of Silik Mechitzos with a Tzuris HaPesach. So I'm not sure, but the Tiferes Yaakov thinks that that Meiri sounds like the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish didn't have the Meiri, or may not have noticed the Meiri. Okay. But the Tiferes Yaakov points out that this question of a seal of Mechitzas idea to a Pesach could be relevant in the following seer as well. Okay, let's say you have a mavoi like this, and you have a mavoi like that. Sorry, if you have a mavoi over here, okay, and there are your chatzeros, batim psuchim, the chatzeros, chatzeros psuchim, the batim over here, but this is a mavoi, it's a mavoi mefulish, okay? And then you have a series of houses over here. Okay? And this is a rishis harabim. So he says the Chazon Ish has this seer. I didn't see it in the Chazon Ish before, but he says the Chazon Ish has this also. I think the Marmakim he had might have been the wrong Marmakim, but I wasn't able to find it. But he says the Chazon Ish has, even if the Chazon Ish doesn't, he says it himself, but I'm pretty sure he's quoting for the Chazon Ish. So you have here a mavoi that's open on both sides here. It's mefulish into the Shitzar Rabbim. And then you have a row of houses here. So within the Chazon Ish's view of the world of crisscrossing streets that we discussed earlier, so you have basically... this Minatorah is a Rishus Sayachid because you have Omin Meruba this way and you have Omin Meruba that way. And then this is Mukaf Gemma Mechitzas Minatorah. Yeah?
Two things really quickly. One is the houses are acting as a dead end.
Correct.
And the second thing, just to refresh my memory, just one more time with the Chazon Ish's Chiddush. Mm-hmm. He's saying that if it's Omin, even if it's if
the Pirsa
Yeser
Meyeser,
but
right.
If there's a Pesach, you
could
be misakin that area.
Forget it's with the Pesach. Even a Pirsa Yeser Meyeser, it's only a Din Derabanan. So Minotori, even a Pirsa Yeser Meyeser is not problematic. So if you have Omin Meruba, even if the Pirsa is Yeser Meyeser, you have a good Mechitz Minotora. So over here, I have 1, 2, 3 Mechitzes Minotora. That makes this area into Rishis Yachim Minotora.
If it dead ends at the end.
Right.
Okay.
But let's say you put up a Tzuris Pesach over here. Okay? So if you put a Tzuris HaPesach at the entrance to the Mavoi, so now this solid wall between the Tzuris HaPesach and these top walls of the Mavoi are Mesalik, the Mechitzas further down. So I can no longer view this Mechitza here as relevant to the area of the Rishis HaRabim, because we're Mesali this Mechitza. So now, I'm back to a Rishis HaRabim in a Torah, potentially, because the Rishis HaRabim has two Mechitzas on either side, and I have no third Mechitza. So this, Tzuris HaPesach, now makes things worse, because I can no longer use the Omin Meruba of the previously existing Mavi walls to cut off that section of the Rishis HaRabim.
You're talking about the house square on top?
I'm sorry?
Which are you talking about, Rishis HaRabim?
So if I don't have the Tzuris HaPesach, then this area here is Rishas Yachid Minotaur. Okay? For those of you who are listening and don't have the blackboard, in the Sefer Teveris Yaakov, these pictures appear in Perek Yutes, it's Seir and Yud Aleph Yud Beis in the more recent edition of the Sefer.
So with the Seiris of Pesach in place, mm-hmm. so that creates a Seilich Mechitzos situation and the whole thing right. now becomes Rosh Hashanah.
Now this area reverts to being Rosh Hashanah, right.
And beforehand, it was just...
Beforehand, it would have been Rosh Hashayach Min HaTorah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So that is another application of Seilik Mechitzos using a Tzuras HaPesach.
I think I've heard Rav Schachter say, he put in Rav Moshe, when it comes to the concept of Mefulish in general, is if you have something that would act as a cutoff, like a bridge, like down the street, like the GW bridge, that would invoke that concept. Makura, because it's considered Makura, so with Broadway, if you want to consider Rosh Hashanah, but because it's Makura over there, it cuts it off.
Right.
And therefore it's not considered Mefulish anymore. Right. So that's basically the Chiddush of Mefulish in that concept, is because there's a part of it that would cut it off, because this concept, there's something over it, now it's completely not Rosh Hashanah anymore. If there was no bridge there, then it would be considered straight, like an arrow.
Are you saying that's in the Seilich Mechitzos?
I think so. I can dig up the Mar Makom and I can try to see if I understood it right. I'll show you.
I don't think that's the Seilich Mechitzos issue.
You don't think that's the Seilich Mechitzos?
Okay. Good. Now, the next point of the Chazon Ish, so far we saw, number one, Seilich Mechitzos and this basic issue. Number two, that it's relevant as long as you don't have a gab more than Gimel Tzvach. Number three, Tzuras HaPesach. Number four, Chazanish in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Os Aleph says that Seilich Mechitzos is relevant even Ayidei Gudachis. What does that mean? So let's go back to our original picture here. So you have your Mavoi, or your Chatzer, rather, with these Mechitzos Omin Ruva. In the middle, instead of making walls, you dig a ditch. So you dig a ditch here in the middle that is 10 tefachim deep. Okay? So that ditch that's 10 tefachim deep now creates mechitzos that could be effective through gudasik. Right? Because you have halachic walls, you have a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep. So you would say that those mechitzos are ol adarakia, you say good asik, and even though if you're looking straight at this chatzer, or at this mavoi, it doesn't appear that there are mechitzos, but halachically there are, and good asik should pose the same problem of siluk mechitzos. So says the Avnei Nezer as well in Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, that you say good, you say siluk mechitzos, Al Yidei, good asik.
Does that pose a problem?
So it's the same thing that we started with. So now, I'm sorry?
You have four mechitzos.
You have four mechitzos where?
You dig a ditch. Is it not taller? Or if you extend it shallowly going outwards?
You dig a ditch over here. So beforehand, this was a Rosh Hashanah in a Torah. Now that I dig a ditch, so then you have mechitzos that this mechitzah is surrounding this area, this mechitzah is surrounding this area.
So you dig in such a
way? And you don't know, but you don't have mechitzos on this side or that side.
You mean you dig it so it just goes out shallow
right.
or something?
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't draw it. Well, good. Thanks, Jesse. Right, so you just have these two mechitzos, but you don't have mechitzos on either side. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So then the Chazon Ish says that this might be totally on a machlokas rishonim. The Mishnah on Pezayin and Aleph, take a look. The Mishnah on Pezayin and Aleph has the following. Amas Hamayim Shehi Overes B'chatzer. So you have a stream that flows through a chatzer. Eim Mamalanim Adam Shabbos. You're not allowed to draw water from that stream on Shabbos. Ela Im Kain Also la mechitza gavoa asara tfachim the knisa ube yitzia. Okay, so you have a stream that goes through a kosa that goes through a chaser. If you want to be able to draw water from that stream on Shabbos, you have to make a 10 tefach mechitza at the entrance and at the exit of the chaser. Right, so you have a chaser. You have a stream going through the chaser. So if you want to be able to carry on Shabbos, you have to make a mechitza, let's say, in the water, that a mechitza over here in the water and a mechitza over here in the water, that is a sheer mechitza. Okay, now parenthetically, why can't you rely on the existing mechitza? I mean, you already have mechitzas in the chaser. Why do you have to make an additional mechitza? The Rashi explains here, you must also la mechitza, that because a mechitza tluya is only mahani b'mayim, so it has to be naseis b'shvil hamayim. So in order for that mechitza to be effective, you have to make a special mechitza that's designated specifically for the water. Okay. Be that as it may. So here you have a din, that you have an amas hamayim that goes through a chatzer. In order to draw water from it on Shabbos, you need to make a mechitza b'knisasa u'bitziyasa. Okay? Because otherwise, the mayim is a karmelis, and you can't draw water from a karmelis into a rishus hayachid. The Mishnah on Pesai. So Chazanish points out that the Rishonim and Daf Yud Beis are bothered by the following. The Gemara has on the bottom of Yud Beis and Aleph, three lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, Lashon Yam, Hanichnas L'chatzer, Ein Mimalani Menem B'Shabbos. If you have the Yam that goes into the Chatzer, you're not allowed to draw water from it on Shabbos. Alam kein yesh lo mechitza gavoa asara tefachim, unless you have a 10 tefach mechitza. B'medvam ramurim shepir sasa b'yasim yasa. What are we talking about? Where the yam breaks through the mechitza of the chaser and there's appears a yasim yasa. Aval eser ain't sarklum. But if the gap in the mechitza of the chatzer is less than 10 tefachim, so the yam is only going in to an area that's less than 10 tefachim, so then you don't need any additional mechitza. Says the Gemara, mimale hu delo mimalina. So you're not allowed to draw water from it, mashma, hatiltulim v'taltalina. Mashma, that even though there's a piritza yeser meyeser, you're not allowed to draw water, but you are allowed to carry there. Ah, if a nifritz achatz bimilu lamakam asila, how are you allowed to carry that chatzer? Isn't it nifritz lamakam asila? It opens into the yam, which is a karmelis. So how can you carry there? Says the Gemara, Hachamayaskina the Isle Gedude. What are we talking about? Where there are Gedude, where there are remnants of the Kosel that still exists on the side of the Yam. Says Rashi, Masha Nishar min apirtsa begova sara aval yam kiso. So originally, you had this chaser over here that the yam is going into. So even though the wall, there used to be a wall all the way here, then that wall got knocked down, but it didn't get knocked down entirely. There's still a 10 tefach high area of that wall that is underneath, that's covered by the water. So that's enough to be matir betiltil, because bottom line, you have a mechitza there. But we're machmir not to allow you to draw water from that area without another mechitza. Okay, so the Rishonim are bothered by the following. The Gemara here on Daf Yud that we just saw indicates there's a distinction between if the Pirtza is yes or yes or not. If the Pirtza is less than 10 Tfachim, then you're even allowed to draw water from it on Shabbos. And yet, the Gemara, the Mishnah of Amas Amayim doesn't distinguish between a Pirtza yes or yes and a Pirtza Seser. So why is it that the Mishnah Amas Amayim tells you that if you have an Amas Amayim that goes through Chatzer, you're not allowed to draw water unless you make a Mechitza B'Knisasa B'Tziyasa, and there's no distinction between Yeser Me'eser and Pachas Me'eser, and the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis does distinguish between Yeser Me'eser and Pachas Me'eser in the case of the Yam that goes into the Chatzer, even though they seem to be essentially the same case. Yeah, the Tosas here in Yubez and Yubez deals with this a little bit, but the Chazanish focuses on the Rashba, the Ritva, who quote a Raivit. Says a Raivit, this is the Ritva, Andaf Yubez, Amubez, Dibra Masavaha. Vri Pirish Vechena Raivit Zal, Kilash and Hayam, Osecharit Becharza Rifnim. In the case of Daf Yud Beis, where you have the sea going into the Chatzer, it makes a ditch on the inside of the Chatzer. The Asabo Gedude Bisvaso Givar Masara. And there is a build up, a wall of sorts at the edge of the Yam, which is 10 Tfachim tall. Shehem chashuv v'mechitza l'chaser kedei l'taltel bo. And that is considered a mechitza for the chaser. U'memela, u'memali lo memalina minayam de karmelasi. And therefore you can't draw water. So the way the Chazanish understands the Ravid is that where the stream going in is 10 tefachim deep, so then we view that as having its own internal mechitzas. We say good achis on the mechitzas of the Amas Hamayim or of the Yam, and then that's misalek the previous mechitzas. So the mechitzas Hayam create a. So the mechitza of the Amas Hamayim creates a good achis mechitza, and then that's misalek the previous mechitzas. So the existing mechitzas on the chaser are of no consequence, and that's why if you have a pirtza yeser me'eser, you have a problem. Meaning, sorry, let's say it a little differently. In the case of the Amas Hamayim, the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin, we're talking about a case where the Amas Hamayim has its own internal mechitzas, it's 10 tefachim deep. So there, you say, you invoke Seelach Mechitzas through good achis, and that nullifies the existing mechitzas on either side of the chatzer, and therefore we wouldn't distinguish between if it's yeser meyeser or pachas meyeser. But the other Rishonim says the Chavanish who give different terutzim, maybe they assume that Sila Mechitzas it does not operate through good acts. The Beres Yaakov points out that he thinks Yerushalmi sounds that way. Yerushalmi on this Mishnah of Amas Amayim in the 8th Perek, Halacha Zayin Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, he thinks, sounds that way also, that you don't say Sila Mechitzas Ayidei good achis. Okay, that's all right. In the way. Fine. The Avnei Nezer that we referenced earlier, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, actually different Avnei Nezer, but the Avnei Nezer Reish Samach Gimel Os Beis. Based on Gimel Os Beis that we discussed previously in the context of the Nesivas, understood in the Nesivas, this is the way Rav Schefter presents the Avnei Nezer there, that the basis of the Nesivas' position that you can't have a Kana Mikan of Tzuris HaPesach in a Rishis HaYachid is Silik Mechitzas. And that's what the Nesivas meant by Besa Kamanda Malya Dami. That if you have a Tzuris HaPesach that goes into a Rishus HaYachid, so then the existing Mechitzas of the Rishus HaYachid nullify the part of the Tzuris HaPesach that extends into the Rishus HaYachid. You can't have overlapping Mechitzas, because the outer Mechitzas is going to be misalik the inner Mechitzas. So that's relevant. The Rav Schefter in his piece in Dikvei Atzon, Simon Yud Gimel, has a couple pictures where this is relevant. Number one, the issue of overlapping mechitzos. So let's say you want to have you're constructing Tzuris HaPesach like that for some reason. So you can't have overlapping mechitzos because that's a Silik Mechitzas problem. I think that was the... I told you the Potomac story with Rabbi Golden? No? So I heard this both from Rabbi Golden and Rav Schefter separately, but Rabbi Golden, who was a rabbi in Englewood for many years, made Aliyah last year. Before he was in Englewood, he was in Potomac in the early 80s. So I think Rabbi Heinemann had put it the Erev in Potomac. And there was some issue like this of overlapping mechitzos in that era. So Rabbi Golden, who was a young pulpit rabbi, asked Rav Schefter whether he could rely on that era or they needed to fix something. And Rav Schefter asked him, who's the frumest balabas in your shul? So Rabbi Golden said, Nat Lewin. And Rav Schefter said that if that's the case, you could be Mekel. Why? Because Nat Lewin's grandfather was the Risha Rav, the Baal Mechaber, I'm blanking on his Tshuva Sefer. Not the Zakan Aaron. Something Aaron, I'm blanking. And Rav Schefter said that he would have been Makel in the Shiloh. But that's the picture that we have here. Of overlapping mechitzos, and then the other picture where sila mechitzos is relevant is the following. You have okay. So you're coming to be makif. This area, this is the inside, and this is the outside. Okay? So you're constructing, this is a house, And these are Tzuras HaPesach. So you're constructing Tzuras HaPesach, and then Tzuras HaPesach meet the house on either side. Okay? So Rav Shechter says, Silik Mechisus would tell you that if you're bimakif the inside here, so you start over here. Okay, that's the Mechitza. Now where do you go over here? So you can't use the outside because the inner, these Mechitzas are Mesali, these Mechitzas relative to the inside. So you have to use the inside walls and then continue over here. So in 99% of cases, it doesn't happen with Ma'afimina, because what difference does it make if I'm making Tzuras HaPesach here and Tzuras HaPesach here? What difference does it make whether the theory is that I'm using these walls of the house or these walls of the house? Right? But you could have a case where these mechitzas won't be sufficient, but these mechitzas would. Meaning, let's say these mechitzas of the house are, or let's say there's a drop over here, a ground level drop, as we discussed last time. So there's a major slope next to this part of the house. So I can't use these mechitzas to be makif the inside because there's a ground level issue. There's a slope over there. So I would have to use the outer mechitzas, but I can't use the outer mechitzas because of silik mechitzas. So there could be, in most cases, it won't be relevant in the seer, but you could have such a seer where the problem, the concept of silik mechitzas would be problematic. And Rav Shechter also points out, this is printed in Beis Yitzchak Lamed Beis, page 299, which I added to the Marmor Gomel last night, that according to the Nesivos, not only would the Nesivos be machmir that you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach that extends into Rishus HaYachid, but you also can't have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over Rishus HaYachid. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over, let's say, a bus stop, which is the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid, so then those mechitzos of the bus stop are Ola Adarakiya, you say Gudasik, and then that's Misalek, the other side of the Tzuras HaPesach, from the beginning of the Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah.
Does he say that by dumpsters also?
So if something is temporary, that is, if it's a permanent dumpster, that would be the same problem. If it's only there for a brief amount of time, it could be that a temporary thing wouldn't pose a problem, but you have to figure out how temporary it is.
Right, because when we went through the Eruv earlier in the year,
we
noticed that there was a couple spots here in the Heights that there were dumpsters that had been there for a long time. He said, that seems to be a problem.
That had or hadn't been there for a long time?
Had been there for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you report that to the authorities?
I didn't, but I don't know what ended up happening. I think we told Rabbi Wiederblank who's...
Okay. So that would be... So Rav Shechter points out this is a problem in Eretz Yisrael. I think in Kerem Yavne they have this. That often, when we construct community Erevin, usually make Tzuras HaPesach using existing telephone... Where there's a need to use the Tzuras HaPesach, so the most common way to do it is with an existing telephone pole. But in Eretz Yisrael, they often use barrels to create a Tzuras HaPesach. Like you have a barrel, and then you put a pole in the barrel, and you use that as your kan and mikan. But if the barrel is the dimensions of a Tzuras HaPesach, so then you have the Tzuras HaPesach going over the barrel, and either if it's going over the barrel is Rishus HaYachid, that's Masik, and if you're going to say, well, we only viewed it as going up to the barrel, then you could have a So it's a Pesach, but it's not a problem. So he points out that is a potential Seelik Mechitzos issue as well. So according to Rosh Hashanah, whenever you're using existing Mechitzos and you're to create a community Erev or any Erev, you have to cheshbin what's inside and what's outside. What is the innermost mechitza that you're using? Because if there's an innermost mechitza and outermost mechitza, the outermost mechitza is mesulak from the innermost mechitza. Again, most of the time it doesn't make a difference, but you could have serum where it does. Okay. Stop here. The Bechina Mirza Shem will be available a week from Monday. Sound good?
And the next one.
And then we'll start. Hopefully, I want to give the introduction to the following limbo the next day. Usually I'm not here Tuesdays, but that week I will be here Tuesday, Mirza Shem, so we'll have hopefully the first shiur on Refuah B'Shabbos, the Akdama, that Tuesday.
And then the Erev Chatzeros and.
Yes, so we'll figure out when to add that in.
Okay.
And maybe on Thursdays.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
In the case with the ditch.
The case with the ditch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have air be makif, or do you need a ground in order to make sure so? I'm just offering.
Kind of air. How would air be makif?
The area above it is makif. You don't. You can have that.
So. Good asik. Is that what you're trying to say?
Good. If you have a 10 type of mechitza, then you say good asik.
Yeah.
Right?
I think because it's above the ground, you can't be mal.
You have to have 10 type of mechitza. Once you have 10 type of mechitza, then you say good asik. But you can't say good asik without 10 type to work with.
10 type.
You have to have mechitza that 10 type. So in the case of the chariots, if you have a ditch where the sides of them are 10 type tall, then you can say good asik. Here you dug a ditch, right?
Yeah.
So the walls of the ditch, the cavity of the ditch, are 10 tefachim tall on either side of you.
Yeah.
Right? So then you can say good asik.
Good asik.
And then we view the mechitzas going all the way up. And then that's going to be solid, these mechitzas.
So then a box of mechitzas.
Right.
So if you didn't say good asik,
then you're fine.
How is it? It's a whole area, even
right.
Going down. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other question is, what's the case if you have, like, you pull it out a bit more and you have, like, 45 gram of halls and it's not makif area in the middle?
Yeah.
If you have, like, this and it's angled and you're over here, it's not makif that area, correct?
You're in this picture?
No, the same one. But not a ditch, just walls itself.
You're creating new walls over here?
You're not creating vertical walls, but you create 45 degree angle walls such that it's not makif the area in the center.
Where are the 45 angle walls going?
No, it's only like. This one's like this.
Is that an aerial view?
Pulling it further out. It's an aerial view.
Okay.
Do they need to block it, or do they need to be makif the same area? Because these aren't makif, let's say, I pull them out as well. Let's say these, like, sort of go upwards, they don't makif this area, but these are makif this area, but they're blocking it.
So this is not makif this area. You're saying these here. Are,
does it work that if you have two walls being makif an area, you go
right.
By the closer walls, or these block these walls? These block these.
Well, in both cases, even here it blocks this wall. Huh?
But it blocks, does it matter if it blocks it, or they need to both be makif in the same area? I don't get what you're saying.
So you're saying here, this isn't really makif this
makif
area.
This area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know how it is. It's not only a little bit, but
not sure.